KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 79 degrees, KSL's top story. Today's warm temperatures mean spring runoff is rushing down the mountains, but city water managers are not worried like they were last year.
Last year's record snow created fast-moving water, and Sugar House Park flooded to hold it all in check. This year, hundreds of people are here at the park on a nice day like today. And Public Utilities Deputy Director Jesse Stewart says we are not in the same situation as a year ago.
Last year really allowed us to test the system. And this year, we're watching the snowpack and what we've got going on. We're not concerned. I mean, we're going to continue to watch for the snowpack and any late storms and the weather patterns that come through.
Stewart says we're also in a great spot this year for having enough water as we head into the hotter months. But he does warn that for pets and children, any amount of water in the rivers could lead to an emergency. Reporting at Sugar House Park, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Specifically downtown, people who were around Salt Lake in 1983 remember the river down State Street, caused by too much snow melting too quickly. Well, KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says we're unlikely to see a repeat this spring.
Clogged culverts were part of the problem that caused urban flooding in 1983. A lot of work has been done since then. The channel that carries City Creek west to the Jordan River has been replaced. Salt Lake County Public Works Director Scott Baird says the Little Dell Dam was another big improvement.
Salt Lake City uses that for water supply, but they leave a portion of that reservoir empty for storage for flood control purposes.
Baird says new detention and debris basins have also been built to keep creeks from overflowing. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
People living downstream from Panguitch Lake can relax. They're no longer being told to be ready to quickly evacuate. Garfield County says they're making progress with mitigation efforts on the leaky dam that we've been telling you about all week. Today is Utah's warmest day of the year, but before you put your jacket and coats at the back of the closet, hang on. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla has been looking at the forecast.
We're looking at highs up to 79 or 80 degrees today. That's record-breaking territory. The highest temperature recorded on this day was 81 degrees, and that was back in the 1930s. It's also about 10 to 20 degrees warmer than normal, but the warming will slow down during the weekend and into next week.
By the middle of next week, we'll start exponentially cooling down with temperatures about 10 degrees below normal. KSL News Time 3:03, the U.S. House has voted to reauthorize a key part of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the fate of the act was in jeopardy after former President Trump claimed without evidence that it was used to spy on his campaign. ABC News national security analyst Mick Mulroy says Mr. Trump's complaints about this particular FISA measure are mistaken.
If an American is picked up on this, there are restrictions on how that can be used. They remove either the content of the person or the name or both.
The bill passed after lawmakers agreed to shorten its renewal to 2 years so Mr. Trump can push for changes if reelected as president. A dozen Manhattan residents are soon to become the first Americans ever to sit in judgment of a former president charged with a crime. Jury selection is set to start Monday in former President Trump's hush money trial. The proceedings present a historic challenge for the court, lawyers, and everyday citizens who find themselves in that jury pool. President Biden today canceled $7.5 billion in student loan debt. The president taking smaller, targeted actions for certain subsets of borrowers after the Supreme Court struck down his plan to wipe out $400 billion in debt last year. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 3:04. We have breaking news at KSL News Radio. BYU's center Ali Khalifa has reportedly entered the NCAA transfer portal, which would mean he's leaving BYU. He's the second player to enter the portal this afternoon. Guard Dallin Hall entered the portal a couple of hours ago. Meantime, on the campus, they're disappointed but optimistic. That sums up the reaction today. Now that the men's basketball coach Mark Pope is leaving Provo. Here's KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr.
Of the BYU students I talked to, many of them said they weren't all that surprised that Pope decided to leave to become the head coach at Kentucky next season. They understand that it's his alma mater and it's a well-established basketball school that will benefit from Pope's teaching style. They're still very disappointed he won't be here next season, but believe the team will have a decent year even without the coach.
Lots of rumors, but no official word yet who might replace Pope at BYU. If you're near Ogden Bay, you can probably see the big plume of smoke. Don't worry. It's part of a controlled burn. Fire crews started burning Phragmites. Maria, did I get it right this time?
You got it right.
I've been mispronouncing this for a decade. Phragmites at around 9 this morning. They started the burning. Smoke is visible in Box Elder, Salt Lake, Davis, and Weber counties. KSL News Time. 3:05, it's the Friday rush. Ricky, it's starting early, isn't it?
It is. We're already in emergency traffic due to a crash northbound I-15 near 33rd South, blocking a right lane, causing stop-and-go delays into Murray. And that's not the only one. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minute is on the way next. Stay right here.